What's up, everyone? Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of humor and a whole lot of heart. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded by negativity? I mean, between the news cycle, social media, and just the general chaos of life, it can be tough to stay positive, right? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the power of cultivating positive thoughts and reframing those pesky negative ones. Because, let's face it, our mindset is everything. It shapes our experiences, influences our actions, and ultimately determines how we navigate this crazy journey called life. So buckle up, friends, because we are about to unlock some serious Stoic strategies to help you cultivate a more positive outlook. Think of this as your daily mental workout, one that's going to leave you feeling empowered, focused, and ready to tackle anything. First things first. Understand that negativity is like a weed in your garden. It's natural to pop up sometimes, but it doesn't mean you have to let it take over. Stoicism teaches us to recognize negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They're not facts. They don't define us. Think of it this way. Imagine a cloud passing over the sun. Does the sun disappear? Nope. It's still there, shining bright, even though that cloud is blocking its light momentarily. Your positive self is like the sun, always present, always powerful. Negative thoughts are just those fleeting clouds obscuring your true brilliance. Next step, practice gratitude. Seriously, folks, this one is game-changing. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your entire perspective. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for every day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the small joys in life: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a good laugh with a friend. These little things add up. And speaking of friends, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Surround yourself with positive people who lift you up, encourage you, and celebrate your wins. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly drain you with negativity. You deserve to be surrounded by positivity, folks. Now, let's talk about reframing negative thoughts. This is where the real magic happens. When a negative thought pops into your head, say, "I can't do this," or "Everything is going wrong," challenge it. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, we let our emotions run wild and jump to conclusions without even thinking. Think of it like a detective investigation. Gather the facts, analyze the evidence, and come to a more rational conclusion. Instead of saying, "I'm not good enough," try reframing it as, "I'm learning and growing every day." Instead of, "This is impossible," say, "This is challenging, but I'm going to find a way to make it work." Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time I tried to bake a cake for my niece's birthday? Disaster. It sunk in the middle, the frosting was lumpy, and let's just say it looked more like a volcanic eruption than a delicious treat. My first thought? I am a complete baking failure. But then, I took a step back and reframed it. I realized that everyone makes mistakes, even professional bakers. Instead of beating myself up, I learned from the experience. I researched different recipes, practiced my frosting techniques, and you know what? The next time I baked the cake, it was a masterpiece. See, reframing negative thoughts can be a powerful tool. So, remember, friends, our thoughts have immense power. By cultivating positive ones and reframing the negative, we can create a more joyful, fulfilling life. Don't let those pesky negative clouds steal your sunshine. Remember these key takeaways. Recognize negativity is just a thought, not a fact. Embrace gratitude for the good things in your life. Surround yourself with positivity. Challenge negative thoughts and reframe them into more empowering statements. Now go out there, practice what you've learned, and let those positive vibes shine. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their lives. And as always, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.